Hello everyone. Tonight we are studying Psalms 101:6. Psalms 101:6. It says, "My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me." This verse is talking about heroes. Heroes are people we look up to, people we want to follow. We idolize them and imitate them and try to be like them, modeling ourselves after them. A hero is a person who is admired for great and brave acts or fine qualities. A hero is a person who is known for great achievements and noble acts. A hero who, in the opinion of others, has special qualities and is regarded as a role model among many. In Corinthians 11:1, Paul said to the Corinthians, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Heroes are as necessary to a child's growth as vitamins. Examples of good heroes: Joseph, Abraham, Gideon, Daniel, Paul, Esther, Lydia, and John. And these heroes show themselves and their caliber that is of a higher kind. They submit to God's authority. They model God's standard in their life. They walk consistently with God. They avoid sin and the wickedness of the world. And God uses unsung heroes for His kingdom. Real heroes change the world with an unchanging message. A little boy prayed, "Dear God, make me as much like my Jesus as my Sunday school teacher." The following are lessons that we learn from heroes. For instance, in the life of Joseph, what an ideal hero he was, who endured the hatred and the envy of his brothers and held on tight against retaliation. Do we have this kind of endurance? Abraham, who was the essence of blind obedience when he went up the mountain to offer his only son, do we possess this kind of faith? Gideon, who accepted to fight a war against a formidable enemy, knowing that God was with him, do we trust God this way? Daniel, are we as brave as Daniel to stand against the king's command and still worship his own God? Paul, are we like Paul, giving our all to the Lord till the end? Esther, do we follow Esther's example in placing God's cause above her own and saving her own nation from the brutality of the Babylonians? Lydia, who received the word of God with such simplicity and faith, she became the first convert in Philippi. Do we listen to God's words with faith like that? John, he was banished to the island of Patmos in order to write the book of Revelation. He endured all the negativeness of the island, but kept his eyes on Jesus. Do we keep our eyes on Jesus when we go through a trial? These heroes ought to teach us the importance of following the right example. Real heroes change the world with an unchanging message. They had the mind of Christ, knowing that the world will never be right till the mind of God is in the measure of all things. We ought to keep our eyes on the faithful who keep their eyes on the Lord. God is never in a hurry, but spends years with those he expects to greatly use. He never thinks the days of preparation too long or too dull. May we not only follow good examples, but live in such a way that we are godly examples ourselves. May all we do and say make us true examples to others. I would like to end with the following poem. Follow me, and I will make you speak my words with power. Make you channels of my mercy, make you helpful every hour. Follow me, and I will make you what you cannot be. Make you loving, trustful, godly, make you even like to me. Amen.